44 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, and one of the great things about this onrushing summer season is summertime, almost wherever you live. I mean, okay, maybe if you live out in the middle of the Arizona desert somewhere, it's not so great when the weather warms up. But most places in the United States, summertime is glorious, and it's a great time to count all our blessings and to relish the incredible good fortune that our parents or great-grandparents or someone at one point came to the United States and made life here. But it's also a great time to look at people who are a little bit less fortunate. In fact, much less fortunate. And that's why I'm so proud to be partnered with Food for the Poor in an effort to literally save lives and to change lives for the better in two countries, Guatemala and in Haiti. And joining us for just a few moments is Todd Chapman, who is a child advocate with Food for the Poor. Todd, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Michael. Great to be here. Thank you.
You've been to see this work on site, right?
Yeah, I've been to Haiti and Guatemala multiple times. I usually go several times per year.
And explain part of what we're doing now, because part of what we're trying to do is to secure water supplies for a lifetime for children in Haiti and Guatemala. Let's take Guatemala. How can you possibly secure a lifetime of water?
Well, Michael, we've been working in Guatemala now for 30 years. We have tremendous partnerships with local parachurch organizations and other organizations working on the ground there. And our water partner is Water Missions International, and they do tremendous work in providing water for people who are desperate for clean, safe drinking water throughout all the 17 countries that Food for the Poor works in. And we know, after doing this for 30 years, that on a per-person average, we can provide a clean, safe supply of drinking water for less than $5 per person. And, you know, the thing you have to remember about these extremely destitute poor people in countries like both Haiti and Guatemala, most of these people don't have the resources to relocate. So when we can go into a community and put a water well or a water purification system in that serves thousands of people, you're providing water, access to this clean, safe drinking water for as long as that person remains in that community. And again, these people don't relocate. So it's pretty amazing to think that for fractions of a penny, pennies a day, you can provide a life-sustaining resource like clean water for a person, for a hurting child.
Well, tell me if I'm right about this, because this is what I was figuring out looking at some of the details of this program. Right now, for $50, folks can provide a full year of food. That's two healthy square meals every day of food, plus water for life for a child. But if you're helping to provide that water, it's not just a single child that you're providing it for. You're providing it for a whole community, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We put in, as I said, we put in clean wells, water wells, or, you know, in the case of Haiti, where oftentimes the water table, especially near the coast, is brackish, it's salty. It's not fit for consumption. In a case like that, we put in a water purification system that can purify 10,000 gallons of water a day. And so that will serve a community of some 3,000 people. So, yeah, you know, for just an amazing small amount of money, you can literally change the life of these children. You know, Michael, a lot of people don't realize here in the States, we take water for granted. You know, how many places in our homes can we get clean, safe drinking water? You know, many, many places, you know, 6, 8, 10 places, depending on the size of our home. But in Haiti and Guatemala, children are literally spending their young lives. They're being robbed of their childhood because they have to walk many miles and then carry water back, not only for themselves, but for the entire household. They don't have an opportunity to get an education. They don't get to be kids. They don't get to play. And oftentimes their lives are put at risk because, you know, there are predators that prey upon these children on these long journeys.
The way you contact Food for the Poor, by the way, and they will answer any questions for you at all, is by calling 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-HOPE, 855-330-4673. It's toll-free. Or you can go right to our website at michaelmedved.com and click on the banner of Food for the Poor. Right now, our goal is to feed 1,000 new kids, to feed them, to secure their water supply. The scope of your operations, though, in Haiti and Guatemala are already huge, aren't they?
Yeah, we've been working in both these countries for 30 years. And Food for the Poor does much more than just food and water. We build homes, we build schools, we do self-sustainability projects. We, you know, teach these people skills like fishing and agriculture and sewing and things like that. Our ultimate goal is to lift these people back to the point where they can be self-sustaining and provide for themselves.
And why these two countries?
Haiti and Guatemala are the two of the poorest countries on the face of the planet. Haiti is actually the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. A lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, just a short 90-minute
flight. And it was even before the earthquake.
South Florida, you can be in Haiti, and two-thirds of the kids in Haiti are suffering from chronic malnutrition. They're slowly dying just because they don't have access to food. These, you know, these people are desperately poor. They make maybe $1, $2 a day, and they just simply cannot keep their kids fed.
And Guatemala also has had a melancholy history of terrible poverty and violence and dysfunction. But part of the hope to turn that around is just keeping people alive, securing their water supply, for instance, which you're in the midst of doing. Folks should take a look at some of the photos that we have posted at the website at michaelmedved.com and click on Food for the Poor. Or if you want to contribute, look, $500, it's a lot of money, but boy, you could do a lot of good. That takes care of 10 children for an entire year, every meal, plus securing water for life for those 10 children. Any size gift will make a difference in the lives of poor children in Guatemala or Haiti. Go to #250, that's #250. Just say my on your mobile phone, on your cell phone. Just say my name, Michael, and they will connect you directly with Food for the Poor. Or go to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner of Food for the Poor, or give them a call today, 855-330-4673. That's toll-free, 855-330-HOPE. And we'll be talking about another special hope that Americans are nourishing this summer season. Coming right up.
This portion of the Michael Medved Show is brought to you in part by Food for the Poor.